Welcome to another episode of Global Data Pod. Today's data drop, where we cover key data releases and potential implications for the macro view, is on the February jobs report. I'm Sam Azzarello, and I lead content strategy for global research, and I'm thrilled to be joined by Michael Feroli, our chief US economist. And we're going to discuss how the labor market outlook and the broader macro outlook has evolved. So Mike, I want to start high level. Walk us through today's report. What stood out to you the most, and what key numbers would you highlight?
Big picture, what obviously stood out the most was another strong gain in jobs, 275,000 last month. However, there were some blemishes and some asterisks on that strength. You had a downward revision on net of 167,000 over the prior 2 months. And you also had the unemployment rate move up 0.2 percentage point to 3.9%, the highest in just over 2 years, and a half percentage point higher than the low of the cycle. So it does look like job growth, you know, remains healthy. Business labor demand continues to grow, but the strength of that demand may not be quite as robust as the headline number might suggest.
Now let's focus on wage growth. Wage growth has been instrumental to the services inflation outlook, which in turn has been very important for the Fed outlook. I want to ask you, going forward, what do we expect from wage growth and in turn, the broader inflation picture?
Yeah, so today we had a relatively soft reading on average hourly earnings with a downward revision of the prior month. On a year ago basis, average hourly earnings at 4.3% has been cooling, and we see this reflected in other measures of wage growth like the Employment Cost Index and the Atlanta Fed Wage Tracker, which, you know, both are close to the lowest we've seen in 2 or 3 years. And we expect this moderation in wage growth to continue this year, as in part because we are seeing that move up in unemployment that I referenced earlier this week. We saw some move down in job vacancies, maybe not as big a move down as we had seen, you know, early last year. But so the ratio of vacancies to unemployed people continues to move lower, which should cause wage inflation to continue to cool. And I think with that backdrop, we can expect to see some of the inflation pressures look a little less formidable as we move into the middle of the year.
With today's report, what's the outlook for the labor market more broadly from here?
So the labor market still looks like it's holding in quite well, and we expect that to continue, albeit at a slower pace as we go into the middle of the year. Some of the real strength we're seeing is still probably some residual catch-up hiring in two important sectors, government, most notably local government, and healthcare. And those two areas have been some of the slowest to recover out of the pandemic, and are continuing to see normalization of staffing. But as we get closer to a more normal level there, we would expect job growth to moderate as we go further into the year, though we're not projecting that moderation to spill over into outright declines in employment.
Lastly, I want to end where we normally end, which is on monetary policy and the outlook for Fed action. So, Mike, from today's labor market report, are there any key takeaways for the Fed or any change in view on what we expect the Fed to do with respect to rates in the coming meetings?
So we interpreted this number as probably on net maybe a little dovish for the Fed, in part because the unemployment rate did move up, as mentioned. That's a key variable for the Fed. And wage pressures, you know, continue to look modest, which matters for the other key thing they focus on, which is inflation. It brings me to the second part of your question. The other key releases before now and the next FOMC meeting, it's really just next Tuesday, the CPI number. We'll have a retail sales report next Thursday, but it's really the CPI number that we think is the last key data point before the next FOMC meeting.
Mike, as always, I want to thank you for your time and insights and thank our listeners for tuning in, and we will be with you next month. This podcast was recorded on March 8th, 2024. This communication is provided for informational purposes only. Please refer to JP Morgan research reports related to its content for more information, including important disclosures. 2024, JPM Chase & Co., all rights reserved.